This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Controversy overshadows the World Cup game kicking off now between hosts the United States and Belgium after Donald Trump confirms he lobbied FIFA to reinstate America's red-carded top goalscorer.
If they wouldn't allow a top player, maybe the best on the team, to play, I think it would have had a big stain.
A BBC investigation confirms the existence of 195 secret prisons in Russia and occupied Ukraine. Ukrainian civilians held there speak of torture and sexual violence. The coffin containing the body of Iran's assassinated former leader arrives in the holy city of Qom after millions watch its procession through Tehran. The European Space Agency finds new evidence about the very first moments of the universe after the Big Bang and unexpected side effects of China's shrinking population.
We actually sleep the same bedroom, like we have a bunk bed, like we sleep up, I sleep down.
A bunk bed.
Yeah.
First the news.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The US football star Falahran Balogun has been named in the starting lineup for his side's World Cup last 16 clash with Belgium, which is getting underway. It follows the controversial decision by FIFA to suspend a one-match ban he'd been facing following a personal request from President Trump. The shock move has been widely criticised, with many expressing concern about political interference in football. Nida Taufik is in New York.
The red card given to the U.S. team's top scorer on Thursday has gone from a question of whether it was overly harsh to a row over favoritism after Falahran Balogun's one-game ban was suspended. President Trump confirmed he did call up FIFA's president Gianni Infantino to request a review. Mr. Infantino confirmed the call but insisted the decision was made by FIFA's independent judicial bodies. Still, the Royal Belgium Football Association said regardless of the outcome of the match today, they would continue to fight in defense of the fundamental principles of ethics.
There's been condemnation of a Paraguayan senator who made a number of racist remarks about the French football star Kylian Mbappe following her nation's World Cup defeat by France. Celeste Amaria of the Liberal Radical Party posted comments on social media mocking Mbappe's Cameroonian heritage and education. The striker hit back, describing Amaria as a despicable woman. The French assistant coach Guy Stéphane also condemned the senator's remarks.
We haven't spoken with Kylian yet. We haven't had the opportunity. In three words, it's indignant, abject, scandalous. And of course, based on what I was able to read in the car coming here, I share what has been said by the Federation and by Kylian, of course.
President Zelensky has lamented the lack of interceptors Ukraine can muster to counter Russian ballistic missile strikes, labelling the lack of production by allies absurd. He was responding after overnight Russian raids in and around Kyiv that killed more than 20 people.
We do not have enough means of defence, especially Patriot missiles. We have shown all our partners both the need for and, most importantly, the possibility of providing greater protection for human life. It is simply absurd that in the modern world, production has still not been scaled up to the level actually required to protect people from ballistic terror.
President Trump has said the U.S. retail giant Walmart has agreed to slash its prices on a range of products after what he described as a request from his administration to help celebrate America's 250th birthday. In a statement, Walmart said customers could expect savings across a wide range of goods, but didn't mention whether the move was at the president's request. BBC News. The Donald Trump-appointed Board of Peace says it will monitor Hamas's plan to dissolve its administration in Gaza, but will assess developments based on actions, not promises. Hamas has announced the resignation of its governing body in preparation for the transfer of authority to the Technocratic National Committee for the Administration of Gaza. Cuba has begun to slowly restore electricity after its national power grid collapsed earlier on Monday. The operator said it was providing power to some vital services, including hospitals, but by late afternoon could only cover 1% of demand in the capital, Havana. These residents were desperate.
Since yesterday at midday, we have been without electricity, so it should have come back at midday. But the national electric system fails. You can't sleep. You work at night. Look at my face. My face says it all.
It's desperate because there are mosquitoes. The heat, it's unbearable. Now July and August are coming, and there are months when no one can stand the heat here. This really needs to be sorted out. We can't endure it any longer.
Cuba suffers from severe energy, fuel and medicine shortages, exacerbated by a US blockade on oil shipments. New research indicates that women's wombs age significantly at 49, affecting fertility even when using young donor eggs for IVF treatment. The research is being presented at a conference in London. The findings in more than 1,700 women suggest the womb lining becomes less receptive with age. And coming back to World Cup football, Spain have beaten Portugal 1-0 in Dallas to progress to the quarterfinals. European champions Spain dominated play, but took more than 90 minutes to make a breakthrough with a goal from their substitute, Mikel Merino. They'll face either Belgium or the United States. Whichever side comes out victorious in the match, they're currently playing in Seattle.